Monica Bugby is using a dental pick and brushes to clean this 5-foot-long mammoth skull with its large tusks that's about 13,000 years old.
I'm working to remove the dirt, remove the rock, very, very gently to make sure that the bone stays intact. And after I get it cleaned up, I'm treating things with preservatives to make sure that it stays stable.
Bugby, a fossil preparator from the Mammoth site in South Dakota, is here at the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History to prepare this skull for research. She says this may be the best preserved mammoth skull ever found.
Having that back part of the skull intact and having both tusks intact is really spectacular.
Holly Manier from Carpinteria says she stopped by to see the scientists at work.
When you actually see these guys over here with their little, what I call dental tools, you know, digging into the dirt, it was like, oh, that's how you do it.
The skull was discovered in an eroding stream bank on Santa Rosa Island by a National Park Service intern in 2014. It was excavated in September, flown off the island by helicopter, and then transported by truck to its new home at the museum.
They had to get it out before it got washed away.
Elizabeth Chapin, a park guide at Channel Islands National Park, says 14-foot-tall Colombian mammoths roamed North America about 1 million years ago and migrated to the Channel Islands during the past two ice ages.
The Colombian mammoth came over, and because of the scarcer food supply, less space on the islands, became the pygmy mammoth. And that smaller size, so only about 4 to 6 feet high at the shoulder.
She says the skull is unusual because of its size.
Could either be a pygmy, it looks a little bit too big for that, and then a little bit too small for a Colombian. So the possibility of this being an interim species is really exciting.
Another possibility is that it's a juvenile Colombian mammoth, and there were multiple migrations to the island. Don Morris, a retired Channel Islands National Park archaeologist, says he's intrigued because the skull dates back 13,000 years when the oldest human skeletal remains in North America were found on Santa Rosa Island.
The question for many, many years has been, did the arrival of people in North America cause the extinction of the mammoths? But I think the kind of investigations that we can do on this critter will go a long ways toward answering that.
Morris is cleaning up a shoulder blade fossil while another scientist is working on a vertebrae. Both were discovered near the site of the skull, but only research will determine whether they belong to the same mammoth. Meanwhile, at a table nearby, children are having their own archaeological learning experience. They use chisels and paintbrushes to cut through plaster to uncover 400 million-year-old marine fossils.
I have a shark tooth!
Alex Montoya of Ventura says he's having fun.
You get to dig for fossils. That's what I like about this very much.
While this fossil activity doesn't take long, preparing the mammoth skull is expected to take months.
I'm hoping that the public gets an appreciation for the whole process of what paleontologists go through from start to finish.
Paul Collins, curator of vertebrate zoology at the museum, says once the specimen is preserved and research is conducted, he hopes to put the mammoth skull on public display. In Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.